The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Cohen, Dayan Kail Evan HaEzer, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says that according to Belozer, when we pass like that, that a get has to be written in Lashma, a goy is not able to write a get because it's not Lashma. The Gemara says that even if there's Yisrael Oyim Vagabo, even if there's a Yid standing there and telling him to write a Lashma, the goy still does not write a Lashma, the goy's get cannot be considered Lashma. So Tosis brings the Gemara of Zorah. The Gemara of Zorah, the Gemara brings Machloekes Tanoim if a Kusi is able to make a Bris Milah. When a Kusi makes a Bris Milah, he doesn't do it l'shem the mitzvah of Hashem. He does it l'shem Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Milah of a Kusi is kosher because Milah doesn't require the Shema. If you disagree, if you says that Milah requires the Shema, and therefore, since the Kusi doesn't do it for the mitzvah, the Kusi does it l'shem Avodah Zarah, therefore, Milah of a Kusi is possible. The Gemara says over there that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mila has to be Lashma and Mila of a Kusi is possible, but Mila of a Goy is Kasha. If a person's in a place where there's no Yiddish Shemayel, there's only a Goy Shemayel, you can use a Goy Shemayel to make a bris, and it's even considered Mila Lashma. The Gemara brings over there that there's another Shita that argues and says that we learn that from a Pasuk that a Goy is not able to make a bris. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Goy can make a bris, and it's even considered a Mila Lashma. So Tosfos asks that if we find that a get, if a goy writes a get, it's not considered lishma. So why by bris milah is it considered a milah lishma? So Tosfos brings in the read that there's a fundamental difference between bris milah and get. By bris milah, as soon as the baby is born, the baby's supposed to have a bris milah. Whereas by get, there's no presumption that the lady's going to get divorced, or she's going to get divorced with this get. So the lady's not oymet for geishin. Therefore, since the lady's not oymet for geishin, therefore, when the sofer writes the get, he has to think that it should be l'shem geishin. If he doesn't think specifically that it should be for geishin, if he just writes it without any special intent, so then it's not good enough. Tosfos says, but by bris milah, since the baby's oymet to have a bris milah, so Tosfos holds that shtam lishma, that even if the moil does the bris without any intent, it's also okay, as long as he doesn't think shalom lishma, as long as he doesn't think, let's say, the shem avei dezara is kosher. So with that, Tosfos says that when the goy does a bris milah, the goy doesn't think anything. When the goy does a get or a bris milah, he just thinks shtam. So Tosfos says that by a get, stama is not lashma. The sofer has to think that he's writing lashma, that the guy doesn't do. Whereas by milah, Tosfos holds that stama is lashma, stama is good enough, and Tosfos says that therefore when a guy does a bris milah, he does it stama, and stama is also considered lashma. And Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Milah, it's a mirash namadal. The Chai brings down that a katan is kosher to do a bris. Means if a baby is born, and a katan goes over to the baby, and gives them a bris, that's a kosher bris. So the groin writes over there in Bir Agra that the reason a katan is kosher to a bris is because milah doesn't require the shema. We pass in other confusion. We pass in that bris milah doesn't need the shema. Therefore, a katan can do a bris. So it's clear from the groin that according to a Yehuda that holds that milah has to be done the shema, a katan will not be able to do a bris. So it's clear. It would seem it's clear from the goyim that the goyim is going not like Tosfos. The goyim is going that really milah has to be done l'shma. Therefore, that milah has to be done l'shma means that the moel has to think that it's actually being done l'shma. Stomach is not good enough. Stomach is not l'shma. Therefore, according to Ma'amar that milah has to be done l'shma, it's possible that a katan is not considered l'shma. According to Tosfos, that a guy is kosher for milah l'shma because stomach l'shma. So for sure, a katan is also considered stomach l'shma. But the guy invites us all that a katan is not good because a goy actually does think l'shmo, and a kotzen pasim doesn't think l'shmo. And actually, in Rashi, now it is awesome of word like that. Rashi says that a goy doesn't mal. Rashi says, that when a goy does a bris milah, he does it al da'at Yisrael, who tells him to do the bris milah, and that's the shmo. So Rashi explains that the reason the goy's bris milah is considered the shmo is not because it's not the shmo. It's actually because the goy actually does do it al da'at Yisrael, with intention of listening to the Yisrael, and that's actually a kavona of the shmo. So the only question is, so if Rashi and the Vilna Gaon hold that the goy actually does do a lishma, he does do a bris milah lishma, so why do we find that by a get, the goy does not write the get lishma? How are we going to answer Tosis' question? So I want to discuss a few possible terutzim to Tosis' kasha. One mahalach is that the emphasis Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Rashi explains the difference between a kusi and a goy is because when a kusi does a brit, he does a brit l'shem Avodah Zarah. But a goy, goyim, they don't have a concept of giving their children, their sons, a bris milah l'shem Avodah Zarah. So therefore, he doesn't have that control. The goy doesn't have anything to think shaloi l'shema. But by get, Rashi says that the goy shema hu gamer believer l'shem acher. Possibly the guy is actually thinking something else. Not just he's not thinking l'shma. Possibly the guy is thinking shaloi l'shma. So according to that, that would be the difference between a bris milah where the guy doesn't have anything to think shaloi l'shma, whereas by get, the guy does have a concept of writing a get, and he may actually think something else. He may have in mind shaloi l'shma. Another mahalach is in the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Rosh deals with Tosfos' question. The Rosh says the difference between a get, which a goy cannot write the Shema, and a milah, which is considered a milah the Shema, is because milah takes a very short amount of time. So for that short amount of time, the goy for sure does it al das Yisrael, whereas a get, he has to write the entire Torah for the get the Shema. So over there, the goy doesn't do the Shema. Something that takes a long time, the goy does it al das Yisrael, and he doesn't do it al das Yisrael. And the Rosh learns out from this to argue on a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin that if a goy is ma'abed or the goy processes the skin of a behemoth into cloth for Sefer Torah or for Tefillin, the Rambam says it's not good. It's possible because the goy does it at Eidah the Nafshi, he doesn't do it at Eidah Yisrael. The Rosh says that according to what he explained, that anything which takes a short amount of time, a goy does do al das Yisrael. So therefore, the Rosh paskins that a goy could be ma'abed the iris, a goy could process the oir for tefillin or sefer Torah, and it is considered lishma. And the Rambam himself, so the Rambam obviously doesn't hold like the Rosh. The Rambam itself, it seems that the Rambam holds that there's a third way to answer Tosfos' kasha. The Rambam says that Yisrael shehema La'akam Yisrael that converted to do Avodah Zarah, or he's Mechal Shabbos in public, he has been like a goy. He's not able to write a get. Question is, what's the understanding in the Rambam that a Yisrael mummer, Yisrael is a mummer to do Avodah Zarah, or Mechal Shabbos in Befahetzi, is not able to write a get? Every Rasha is able to write a get. If a person needs to be a Rasha, he's Mechal Yomtis, he's able to write a get. But if he's a mummer of Avodah Zarah, or he's a mummer to Mechal Shabbos in public, so then he's not kosher to write again. The Chassam Sofer explains that the Pshat in the Rambam is because a mummer, he's not Mechal on the Shema. That's the word of Bishmul. The Bishmul says that a mummer that writes again, if there's Yisrael Oymed Agabov, so it's a suffix. Maybe he had in mind the Shema. And the Bishmul says that maybe even if there's no Yisrael Oymed Agabov, there's a suffix. Maybe the mummer writes the Shema. So that's the understanding of the Bishmul, Chassam Sofer, that a mummer, he's not Mechav on the Shema, and that's why the Bishmul is mistapik. The Bishmul says, maybe possibly in some cases, he is Mechav on the Shema. Rashi explains halacha that a goy doesn't write the Shema is because the goy actually doesn't think the Shema. Maybe he thinks something else, Rashi says. Reb Chaim explains in the Rambam differently, that the halacha that a goy doesn't write a geller shmo is not because the goy doesn't write a geller shmo. It's because the goy can't write a geller shmo. Even if the goy has in mind to write a geller shmo, it doesn't get the halacha of lishmo. Reb Chaim brings from Simcha Zelig the Dayan and Brisk a raya that that's what the Rambam holds. From this Rambam, because the Rambam says that a mummer, that a Yisrael mummer, has a halacha like a guy and can't write a get. Reb Chaim says, Reb Simcha Zelig says that if the reason that a guy can't write a get is because we assume that he may be writing a shaloi l'shma, so where do we find that Yisrael mummer writes a get shaloi l'shma? Even though we find that Yisrael mummer has the din of a guy for certain halachas, but where do we find that he's not mechav l'shma? Where do we find such a thing? So Simcha Zelig says this is the proof that the reason a guy can't write a get l'shma is because a guy is actually not able to write a get l'shma. Even if he has in mind l'shma, it doesn't become l'shma. And therefore, Yisrael mummer who has a halacha of a guy, so when he writes a get, it also doesn't become l'shma. Even if he has in mind l'shma. And according to that, it's not a suffix. Even if there's Yisrael there, even if there's Yisrael Laim with Agabov, it's not a suffix. It's for sure that it's not l'shma. That's mashma in the Rambam. The Rambam's mashma that a mummer is just like a goy. The Rambam says that Yisrael mummer with a chal Shabbos, it's a get bottle. It's mashma, it's not a suffix. It's for sure not a get. And actually, the Rambam holds that for another reason, a goy is not able to write a get. The Gemara says further on the Amid that Eved cannot be a Shliach Haget. Since Eved is not Petarius Kitna Mekadushin, Eved cannot be Mekadosh a woman, therefore obviously he cannot be Mekadosh a woman, Eved can't give a get, so therefore Eved cannot be a Shliach Haget. The Rambam holds that just like Eved cannot be a Shliach Haget, Eved is not able to write a get because he's not Petarius Kitna Mekadushin. So, Tosfos says that to be able to write a get, somebody does not have to be B'tayis Get and Kedushin. The Rashba argues in the Rambam. The Rashba says that therefore Eved is able to write a get, because the Rashba and Tosfos hold that to write a get, the cipher does not have to be B'tayis Get and Kedushin. But the Rambam holds that the cipher has to be B'tayis Get and Kedushin. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, there's two reasons why a guy is not able to write a get. One reason is because the goy is not able to write the get l'shma, and that halacha, a Yisrael mummer is like a goy. And the second reason that a goy is not able to write a get is because a goy is not petarius get l'kedushin, since a goy cannot, he himself can never divorce a lady, he doesn't have the parash of get, and therefore he's not able to write a get. Just like an eved is not able to write a get. So according to that, it would seem that the Rambam would hold that the answer to Tosfos' question is that there's a difference between Mila, which a guy could do l'shma, and a get, which a guy cannot do l'shma. Because by a get, even if the guy thinks l'shma, it won't become l'shma. Because the guy is not able to write a get. Even if the guy is thinking l'shma, a guy's kavanah l'shma is not enough to make a get kasher. Whereas by Mila, even according to the Manda Amar that requires Mila l'shma, all that's required is that the guy should think l'shma. And therefore, if the guy thinks l'shma, so then that itself is enough to make it a mila l'shma. So that would be the chilek between mila, which a guy could do l'shma, and a get, which a guy cannot do l'shma.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.